Ex-model Hogan Gorman was living the typical New York working actor's life. Auditions and classes by day, waitressing by night, when she was hit by a car and suffered debilitating injuries and with no health insurance. So, being who she is, she has written about it. She has also done an acclaimed one-woman show. The book is Hot Cripple. An incurable smartass takes on the healthcare system and lives to tell the tale. And we welcome Hogan Gorman to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
At what point did you know that you were going to write about your journey?
After I had recovered, it was the only way I could process it. And being an actress, it's the only way I knew how to process it. So I wrote the one-woman show first. And through writing it, I realized it wasn't just my story. It was the story of millions of Americans going through the same thing. And then after I did the show twice, that's when the publishing world asked me to maybe think about turning it into a book.
When you say, you know, what you've gone through, and so many other people obviously have gone through this, but how long does it take you to process it, even to the point where you can write about it? I mean, it seems to me that you just would have to cogitate on that for a while in your own mind before.
I did. The recovery was quite long. It was, you know, 3-4 years. And during the last year is when I wrote it.
When it happened, What were your thoughts? What was your prognosis for yourself?
When I was hit by the car, I should probably say they hit me going roughly about 40 miles an hour.
Right.
My head took out the entire windshield. They slammed on the brakes, and I went flying 10 feet. And then I was taken to the hospital. And once they found out I didn't have insurance, I was basically ignored. I had to beg for a CAT scan of my head. The man in the bed next to me, who had only fainted during dinner, whose CAT scan was fine and who had insurance, was kept overnight for observation, and I was released with a neck brace and a good luck. And over the next few days, it became apparent how truly injured I was. But no doctor would see me until I found a lawyer to be covered by something called No Fault, which in certain states, including New York, covers people hurt in accidents up to a certain amount of money if the driver has insurance. But they can cut you off at any time, which they ended up doing. And that's when, you know, I ended up maxing out my credit cards, going through what little savings I had because I couldn't work, ended up on food stamps, Medicaid, disability. And the only reason I didn't have insurance was because I couldn't afford it on my own in between rent and eating, and the nightclub I worked in didn't offer health insurance.
Give us a sense of the extent of your injuries. They were to your head, to your back?
Yeah, I had a head injury and, a very severe concussion, and my short-term memory was shot for almost 2 years. I had vision problems, balance problems, constant pain. It herniated 5 discs between my neck and lower back, which all pressed on nerves, so I could go, you know, weeks with my right leg being completely numb, or, you know, at times my hands would get paralyzed for about 30 minutes at a time. And then it tore 2 ligaments in my knee and a chunk off the back of my kneecap.
When you decided to work on this project, at what point did you become comfortable with the word cripple?
Well, that is something that somebody called me as I was limping down the street on my cane. A man said, "Oh man, that is so cool. It's not often that you see a hot cripple." And obviously, I was horrified. But when I went to write the show, it seems, you know, like the only title for it, to take that power away from that, you know, that name that I had been called, and, you know, turn it into something else.
What was the rehabilitation like? Did you know what you were in for? I mean, did they tell you it was going to be years?
They didn't know. They didn't know with, you know, injuries like that. You don't know. I mean, I'm lucky that I'm doing well now, quite frankly. You know, and I have to stay on top of my recovery to this day. I go to the gym 5 days a week and do physical therapy exercises. I've turned more to an Eastern approach to medicine now, and I have a non-aggressive chiropractor, no cracking or jarring involved, but she just aligns my spine and does kinesiology, and, you know, then I use meditation to deal with the pain. So now I'm doing really well.
And
but it was long recovery.
So the show, the book, tell of all of the stories along the way, everything from a stalker ambulance driver to lawyers who are lazy and judges who are insane and doctors who are very attractive and obviously the pain that you were going through. Meanwhile, you're trying to have relationships. That isn't working out. You get sympathy from some people. A lot of people you don't get sympathy from. And at what point do you turn to humor? At what point does that become funny?
I think, you know, I think my sense of humor was the only thing not injured in the accident. And it when something like this happens to you and it's one thing after the next, you know, I went so far down the rabbit hole, and at a certain point you're like, what? No, I mean, this is not, something else can't happen. And then it does. It gets to the point where you're, you know, you just have to surrender and start, you know, laughing at the irony of it all. And that's what I did, and that's the only thing that saved me, I think.
So what's it like to share the story? What do you get back from an audience that helps? Because I assume that plays a role in the extended recovery as well.
It does. After the show, you know, people wait for me and want to talk to me and tell me about their healthcare or welfare nightmares or something that's happened to a family member or a friend. And I think it's, you know, it just opens up these doors of communication that are so great. And a lot of people are just say, you know, thank you for telling what I've been going through or what my family member has been going through, and, you know, making me laugh about it at the same time. And that's what I get back, is that somebody else in the audience is, you know, can connect with it and doesn't feel so alone as to what they're going through or what a family member is going through.
One of the stories you tell in the book, which is just amazing. So you get hit by the car.
Mm-hmm.
The driver's wife comes out.
Uh-huh.
She says, "I'm a doctor. You're not hurt." And basically just get up and get over with. Get
mm-hmm.
over it. Was there a point that you realized that you really were hurt, or...
Oh, no, I knew I was hurt.
No, I mean, was there a point that she realized it, or did she just move on?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, I was taken away in an ambulance, and that was the last time I saw her.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it would seem to me that would make you angry.
I was very angry over that. At the lack of humanity. But at a certain point, you can only hang on to that anger so long before it starts eating you like a cancer.
Right.
And I had to, you know, eventually let it go.
But you're angry about that, and then there's the healthcare system, and then
mm-hmm.
you have the welfare system. And, I mean, at some point, do you feel like, okay, look, I'm just trying to do what I'm trying to do, which is get better, and
yeah.
it seems like there are just too many obstacles in my way.
Well, it's like navigating a labyrinth.
Yeah.
It really is. And especially when you're injured or when you're sick, it's so much. It's so much. And yeah, you do feel like, can someone just help me, please? You know? I mean, really. We are in America, right? You know, it just gets so, it is really overwhelming.
But when you start off with the baseline of being yelled at by the person who hit you, and the anger starts there, and nothing gets easy along the way, it would seem that you could become a very bitter person.
Oh, yeah. I could have, but you have a choice. You can become the bitter person, or you can just get through it.
What was
and bitter is just not a cute look for anyone.
Well, no,
really.
No.
Yeah.
No. I try to pull it off, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah. It works in small increments, but 2 years of it, I don't think that would work.
No. So what is it like then when you're feeling better and you have this work under your belt and you go out on that stage for the first time?
It is literally like jumping out of an airplane. And before every show, I've got to say, I have a full-on panic attack. I can't breathe. I can't remember my lines, you know. And it got to the point where after the second performance, my director's like, you know, how are you? I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't remember my lines. I can't do this. He's like, oh, great, a regular night at the theater for you. But once I walk out on that stage, I'm perfectly fine. And it's such a fun show to do as well. You know, I play 25 different characters, including myself. Although I've got to say, playing yourself is the hardest character you'll ever have to do.
Do you think you'd have the panic attack if it was far removed, if it was Jane Doe's story as opposed to Hogan Gorman's story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's just going out on stage.
It's like nerves before going on the stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not as much about sharing of the person, because you have to relive it every night.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And, you know, because I realized when I was writing it that it's not just my story, as I said, it's the story of millions of Americans, it makes it easier to share that. And I wasn't sure the first time I did it how it would go over, and when I saw the reaction of the audience and heard the stories afterwards, I knew that I wasn't in it alone. You know, it was their show just as much as it was mine.
The name of the book is Hot Cripple, an incurable smartass takes on the healthcare system and lives to tell the tale. You can find out more information by going to Hogan's website, which is hotcripple.com. Hogan Gorman, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Best
have a
of
good
luck
day.
To you. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Hot Cripple. It's published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.